As we move on to Monday, I'm still stuck on the first two words of the parsha, Vayakel Moshe. What's going on? Why is Moshe gathering them? When is Moshe gathering them? So Rashi points out, when are they gathered? L'machras Yom HaKippurim. It's a day after Yom HaKippurim. So why is that? Why the day after Yom Kippur? So of course, the day after Yom Kippur, Moshe Rabbeinu has gotten Slicho, Mechila, Tshuva for the Kapara, for the Jewish people. And now we begin the process of moving on, and that's when we build the Mishkan. But what's fascinating is, why would it be the day after Yom Kippur? So the Sheiris Menachem offers a beautiful explanation. He says that what happens the day after Yom Kippur? I'm full of Slicha and Kapara. God has forgiven me. What has God forgiven me for? God has forgiven me for all the things I've done with my money. I've taken advantage of other people. I've spent the entire day reflecting and saying, God, forgive me. I'm sorry for all the things I did. Specifically, I've purified my actions. I've purified my financial matters. Then when I'm giving with purity. I'm saying, God, I need you to understand. I recognize every mistake I've made this past year. And I'm attempting, whether it's forward or backward, to ensure that I don't make mistakes going in the future with my money. God, now I can give my money. The truth is, there's a lot to be said about that. When you give money and the money is tainted, it just doesn't sit well. I heard an amazing story years ago. There was a yeshiva that was struggling in California many, many, many years ago. And they were approached by a man who wanted to give them a lot of money. Big, big check. The problem was that his money was earned in a way that was, we'd all agree, rather tainted. And so the money was presented to the Rosh Yeshiva, and the Rosh Yeshiva looked at him and said, I'm sorry, we can't take your money, because tainted money gives the yeshiva a foundation that's not built on purity. And if that's where your foundation is, you're not going to be successful. Says the Sheiris Menachem, it's the same thing. They're building the Mishkan, but they're building the Mishkan the day after Tshuva and Kapara, Slicha, Mechila. The people have been purified. They've said, I'm better and I won't treat my money vis-a-vis other people the same way. God says, that's money I would like to take. That's money that should build the Mishkan, the house of God. So that's a great answer. But why the day after Yom Kippur? So the... Another beautiful explanation is that the Admer from the Rav Moshe Mikubrin, he says another beautiful explanation. He says, you know what happens often? We spend Yom Kippur the whole day. We're davening and we feel very, very, very holy and very pious. And then the day after Yom Kippur, we go back to life as usual. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, Yakel Moshe, you know when you have to assemble the people? Do you know when you have to do something that's profoundly unifying amongst the people? Not on Yom Kippur, because on Yom Kippur we're all like that. Gotta do it the day after Yom Kippur. The day after Yom Kippur, when we go back to business, it can't be business as usual. It has to be where we're bigger than that. It has to be where we're better than that. And it has to be where we aspire, Vayakel Moshe, to be one unified people. Amazing explanations. But isn't that really what we need to be? We need to look at that every day. It's not just specific moments where cataclysmic events happen and then we move on. But what happens the next day? I know that this week will probably be spent with a lot of reflections on the corona and COVID-19 and what that really means. But I dare say that all these thoughts that we're having in our heads now of to take care of people and the isolation people feel and how much we can do to help others. I dare say that in a few weeks, God willing, or a few days, Amir Tzashem, halavai it should be, when everybody moves on, what's going to happen is we're going to forget all these promises that we made. But that's specifically what the Admor of Kubrin says. The day after is when it matters. When we've stopped thinking about how powerful our experience was because we went back to business as usual, we need to aspire to make sure that the new norm is the norm that's based on the inspiration of when business was not as usual. God willing, we should see business go back to usual really soon. But when it does, we should be changed for the experience.